morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team of Prudential Now Realty, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, I hope everybody had as much fun as I did on Halloween.
Yes.
I know we had a great show last week. I wanted to thank all of the listeners. You know, I probably had more listener call-ins after the show and clients that had called back and said, oh, I heard that story about the tombstone in the garden, you know.
And there's people scrambling.
That was amazing.
Mid-Columbia to make sure they're not building on the wrong lot.
So, yeah, check your lot you're building on. So anyway, great feedback from the last show. We appreciate all the comments, all the emails, Facebook messages that people sent in. It was great to hear from everybody. And boy, we made it through. We made it through the election cycle, and I can afford to advertise on the radio again. We're going to talk about supply and demand. And I tell you what, during election season, my supply of available airtime goes to about zero.
Yeah,
we're going to try to keep this non-political, right?
I'm not saying anything non-political about it. I'm just
quite a bit of money.
We can go all over the board with that.
There was a lot of money that was spent in political advertising.
I'm talking just about affordability. Boy, a guy like me just goes away. I can't compete with those dollars.
And the available slots.
So yeah, you might get to hear from me again, whether you want to or not.
Well, speaking of affordability,
okay,
where are we with the market and local real estate news?
Well, good. So I'm glad we have Scott. That's Scott Ridgway, folks, and he's trying his best to keep us on track.
Yes.
We've been all over the map already.
I'm just here to help folks. That's what I do.
Well, let's talk a little bit about real estate news. There was a lot of real estate news in our local media this week, and we always like to talk about that. The biggest story that came out front page on the Tri-City Herald this week was the talk about new construction starts are way up. Not still. They are way up this year in the Tri-Cities. All three cities they reported have already exceeded their total new construction start permits from 2009. So year-to-date 2010, they've already exceeded all of 2009. So once again, the Herald reported that Pasco this year would probably add about 500 new homes. Hayden Homes alone, just one builder, Hayden Homes, reported that they've added 140 new homes in the Tri-Cities this year, and 100 of those being in Pasco.
Wow.
So Pasco was up quite a bit as the largest. And for instance, their numbers had been they've permitted 475 homes through the end of October. And last year's total for the whole year was 467. So what we've seen happen is a lot of the bankers finally let loose with some of these new construction starts. You know, we know construction money, spec-type home building, all of that money was very, very difficult to get over the last 18 months. So there for a while, we had our inventory drop, our building drop, and that made it very, very difficult for builders to build in 2009. So Richland made a huge increase. So far this year, those numbers for new housing starts was 275 versus only 140 the same time last year. So there are going to be some choices out there.
There's some good growth decisions for our honored guest here, too. I can't wait to hear about all the things you're going to be doing as a lot of these new homes.
Definitely. So we've also got with us in the studio today, we've got Brent Gamash from Gamash Landscaping. Brent, welcome.
Thank you. Morning, guys.
I like that Christmas catalog. I see lights.
Folks, wait till you hear what he's got to put on houses.
My name is
now,
Clark
hold
Griswold.
On just a minute. Before we go into lights, I know he's getting all excited and Griswold. Jazzed over here. It's like when I talk about property, he's getting all excited about lights. But there is one more set of figures that I want to bring out and talk about because I just feel that I feel we have an obligation to keep track of what's happening. We've been cautioning about this for the last month and a half or 2 months that there was a trend developing, and that is we are saying, which is contradictory to what a lot of the stuff in the media you've been hearing and reporting, but the number of homes sold, the actual number of closed home sold numbers has been decreasing increasing steadily in the last 3 months. We've talked about that. We've talked about the numbers being off. We've called it here on the show the tax credit shadow. I think we just kind of coined that term as we talked about it. And it looks like it is true. I mean, I don't want it to be, but I'm here to report the numbers so that people can use this to make informed decisions about pricing. It wasn't 3 months ago that we were reporting on this show and seeing news articles that were reporting potentially 20% growth in sales this year. From what I've seen now through the end of October, 3 months of down months in sales, we will be lucky to have 5% growth versus 20%, and it more likely will that we will end up in the total number of sales exactly the same as 2009. Now, I'm not saying that's a terrible thing. Granted, I mean, when we look back, we had, you know, we had 3,350 sales last year, so there's property moving in the Tri-Cities, and actually the same number of sales comparatively to a national level, that'll probably still make us a market leader.
Yeah.
I mean, as long, you know, as long as we haven't, you know, gone backwards. But there was a lot of inflation happening because of the tax credit. We wondered about the effects of that. We wondered what those numbers would look like. But to look at the extremes that we've had this year, it's just, it's really intense. I mean, we had 448 sales in June. That was the largest number of sales in a single month going back over 7 or 8 years from all the data we have available to us from the Tri-City Association of Realtors that we had ever seen. Okay, now, last month in October, we have, according to the Tri-City Association of Realtors, 230 sales. That, as I look back the last 6 or 7 years, worst October we've ever had in the last 6 to 7 years. So what happens is we had a lot of sales jammed up early on in the year during the tax credit months. A lot of people, you know, taking advantage of that. So we've had the, we've had one of our biggest months, and now we've had one of our worst months all within the span of 4 or 5 months. Makes it difficult to decide where we're happening overall, but very, very different pricing schedules. And that's why I bring it up. If you were selling a house in April, May, and June, I mean, you had the tiger by the tail, like they say. If you were selling in those months and there was big time sales with low inventory, your pricing could be more aggressive. It could be a couple thousand dollars higher. You could take a chance that you were going to get that buyer because of demand. Now, what concerns me a little bit is we have hard numbers coming up, that we have number of homes increasing obviously from all of these construction starts, and now at the same time we have number of sales decreasing. Okay, so why I bring this up, it's not that it's no reason to panic or anything, but why I bring this up, because if sellers are considering selling or they have to sell, your pricing now is going to be more important than ever. You aren't going to be able to fudge a couple thousand dollars and risk missing the mark. You're going to have to be more competitive.
Yeah. I'm starting to hear this be the age-old battle of supply and demand.
It very well could be. We've been very fortunate that we've had a low, low, low supply, so we've still been able to stay below a six-month supply of homes with the, even with those lower sales numbers that we've been seeing. But I talked about it. 1 or 2 months is an anomaly. We start to see 3 months in a row. It's a trend that our listeners that need to move property need to know about. So there you have it, folks. I'll take the hate calls after the show, I'm sure, about
it's all love when it comes to the Tri-Cities real estate.
Like I say, our market is still moving along. Homes are still selling. Average prices are still very, very high. It's just we are trending down slightly. We need to be cognizant of that, especially when we're pricing. It's our job to make sure you're informed about that so you can make the right decisions.
Well, and I really appreciate what you're talking about, Lance, because when you're looking at supply and demand, I'm watching the bond market, and when there's a demand on bonds, it pushes price up, and the yields come down, and rates come down. And the same thing goes for that age-old, like I was saying, supply and demand equation, and that is when you have homes, that there's a supply that is looking like it's going to hit the market, at least you're ahead of that curve, letting people know that it, when there's an influx of supply and a lesser demand, potentially, then that's sometimes when prices can relax a little bit. I mean, that's just straight economics. economics. So being ahead of that curve and letting people know that are going to be potentially selling their homes, what I'm hearing is that they may be able to get a little bit stronger price right now than if these homes come online and maybe there's not as much of a demand.
That's exactly right. What I just want to make sure is people are educated, because it's not that long ago we've read those articles. You might have just read the one article, housing market's going to be up 20%. Great, price it here. Let's get what we can get. You know, I just want to make sure people have realistic expectations with what's happening, and and we're going to move forward that way. But if you are going to sell, or if you're just planning on having those holiday parties, let's talk about something that's way more fun. And
let's make light of the situation.
Good one. Very, very good. So we've been seeing, you've seen those fancy houses where every single light on the roof line is, you know, is perfectly straight. They have those
I hate looking at those. They look so good.
And you're just like, how did that guy do that? And
their lights aren't, their icicle lights aren't.
They must be snapping chalk lines or something on those roofs.
So,
I don't know.
Art doesn't look like he went out on a bender. Inflatable snowman.
So what I've found is that more times than not, those lights were put up by Gamache Landscaping. Mm-hmm. So let's talk with Brent a little bit. And Brent, what are you guys? You know, you're obviously not out there mowing lawns as often this time of year. So what are you working on down there at Gamache?
Actually, lots of things: blowouts, winter pruning, and we're just getting ready to really start doing our installs real quick for our lighting. Christmas lighting. It's neat that we've teamed up with a company called Bright Ideas, and you can actually see their products on sayitwithlights.com. And it shows about all the catalog we're staring at here right now. You guys can't see, unfortunately, but everything LED, incandescent, mini lights, C9s, garland, wreaths, they're all coming either incandescent, LED. There's lots and lots of yard ornaments, from full size, life size Harley Santa. It's got 650 lights on it. Comes with a little control box.
Harley Davidson Santa.
Yeah. I know we've got some Harley.
Oh, you know what I noticed too? They've got all the phrases in there too. This stuff is all pre-built.
Yes,
that
is
like with the Happy Holidays and Merry Christmas. How many of you ever tried to take the rope lights and spell stuff?
I cannot take rope lights and spell stuff. So if you are a Harley fan, you can order your Harley Santa to have in the front yard.
That's right. And for any of you kids that are listening, that would be a really cool thing for you to go beat up your parents and have them get that for you.
Oh, yeah.
Now, in the old days, you know, I would just go to Lowe's and get like, you know, six packages, and halfway through the job, I would run out and usually crush one of the lights and the whole string would go out.
Yeah.
I have a feeling you guys do it a little more scientific than I do. Tell us a little bit about the process, what people need to do. For instance, if we're just outlining our roof lines, you know, do you do something as simple as that?
Oh yeah, everything from roof line, eave lines, everything, even the yard ornaments. We still have the standard products, C9, C7, mini lights. We get them in multiple colors. We get them in LED or incandescent, and we have different ways we can hang them on gutters or on shingles or on tile roofs, metal roofs on a commercial building. We can do permanent clips you can't see up on top on the fascia. The lights come down, still go back up. So a lot of different applications for install. It is as simple as that. And then we have a product you'll see if you get on that website is what they call linkables. That's what you have on your house. We did last year.
Okay.
And they're pre-lit, pre-welded together. They're powder-coated aluminum frames, pre-lit with everything. And you just hang them up there, plug them in, hang them up, plug them in. And a little more spendy.
Nice. You're laughing at me, John. But John, let me tell you the process here. I looked up at the roof. I said, wow, my ladder barely reaches, and I could just picture myself lying on the flat of my back on the driveway, and I thought to myself, how many houses could I sell with a broken back?
Yeah.
And so my thought process said, I'm just going to call Brent this year.
You suffer from agoraphobia.
So enough laughing over there.
Perfect segue. So, Brent, if you are if you are working with a client that may be somewhat like Lance, and they say, you know what, Brent, at Gamache Landscaping, I am looking to have that first year that I don't do this myself so I can spend more time with my kids and my family. What's kind of a standard package that you see people order when they're making that initial transfer from doing it themselves to doing it with you guys?
A standard would be a front ridge line, eave line house with C9s or C7s and doing some trees and some bushes, that kind of thing. And then it just usually picks up from there. Because that initial expense is we sell them the lights. It's their lights. We can store them for them at our place. We install them. We take them down. We maintain them so they work. So usually we see a smaller purchase, you know, whether it's between $800 and $2,000, for example. And then it starts to creep up over the time each year because they come out with new products all the time. Some of these products that have actually been in the catalog several years are still good sellers. And then they start picking up a little bit each year. And eventually in 2, 3, 4, 5 years, they got a really nice looking front yard.
So they don't have to start out like the Griswolds. They can start out pretty, in a general sense, make it look real nice, buy back some of their own personal time, and then have you guys start building a program for them.
That's right.
Yeah, I love that. And on that note, since we got, talking about housing and prices so much, we're already up on the first break. I'm through half of the front page of 4 pages, so that, as always, we're not going to get to everything today, but let's head to break, and then let's talk to Brent about some more Christmas stuff when we come back.
Right here on News Talk 870.
We are back here, folks, on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We are having a great time today. I tell you what, I don't know. It's just been a fun, fun show. I think it's partly because we are coming upon the holidays. Mm-hmm. We're talking about another light subject, a great subject with holiday. Oh, sorry, I made a joke and I didn't even know it. We are talking about Christmas lights here.
You started it.
And Scott did start it.
But you know, at Cobalt Mortgage, we're all about helping people out and making light of things.
Good. You are just too much. So let's talk about what it all boils down to, whether it's numbers, statistics, holiday lighting, is it boils down to the property, and I've got some great, great properties this week. We took on a lot of new inventory, and so I want to tell people about our pick three this week, talk about some great property. We are bringing on a lot of inventory right now. There are a lot of people that are relocating, moving up, and they're deciding to make decisions now, and so we are very, very busy this time of year. A lot of people want to hit the market and be ready for the holiday season, where we talked about there being less competition, more serious buyers out there, and also be very, very prepared for when we kick over to the new year. So pick number one, this is an estate property. This home is located off the Colotus Highway, about 10 minutes north of Pasco. It truly is an amazing property. I tell you what, I sold the house next door a few years ago, and I always said, I know I'm going to sell the neighbor's house, because this is a great, great street, and I just know that house is going to come up, and we want to be the ones to sell it. So this house is unreal. It's located on over 5 acres. It's almost 4,500 square feet, five bedrooms, three bath. It was built in 89, stick-built home, then totally remodeled in 2003. So you have a very updated home. It has the city lights view at night. It's just amazing. It sits up there. You look, you just see the whole Tri-Cities glowing. Best of all, guys, listen up. A shop to die for. So you got 5 acres. You got a shop with three huge roll-up doors. It's 70 by 40. It has an office. office/man room, let's just say. Let's be true about it there. So you can go out to the shop and hide. Extra storage. And all of this is priced at $490. By the way, did I mention a motorcycle track? I mean,
In the yard? Are you kidding me?
In the backyard on the 5 acres. The previous owners, their kids rode a lot. So it has the motorcycle track, the shop, a huge parking lot. I mean, this place just truly is unreal. A great, great listing.
I got to ask you, I mean, you must put 1,000,000 miles on your truck every year, because you come up with some of the most amazing properties. And the value here at $490 with interest rates as low as they are is pretty amazing.
You can really get into that house. And you are right about the mileage. I In fact, I felt bad last week because my truck had to go in for service. And my buddy said, oh, yeah, just borrow my car. He was out of town. And I really felt bad because at the end of the week, I was like at 450 miles. And I was like, oh, gosh, I had no idea. So we put some mileage on, but we see a lot of great property. Pick number two, great combination. Best of both worlds. You're out there a little ways, but yet close to town. This house is located at 2831 Hawkstone. It's in Horn Rapids in Richland. And this home is 3,600 square feet. Also, like the last one, 5 bedrooms. 3 baths, plus a den, and it's on the golf course. This house is on the course. Has a great layout with a basement, with an extra bedroom down there, guest bath, game room, if you want to throw the kids down there or have the parties down there and keep the noise away. Fabulous property. It's priced actually just below $100 a square foot at $360,000. For this big of a house and for under $100 a square foot, that's why it's pick number two. It's an amazing deal out there. Pick number three, we go to South Richland, 3504 Regent Street. This is just off of Keene, by the new White Bluffs Elementary out there in Brookshire. 1,800 square foot Rambler built in 2005. Big corner lot, hardwood floors throughout the living room, kitchen room, stainless steel appliances, 3 bedroom, 2 bath, and then a huge oversized garage. So this is one of your, you know, houses in your standard South Richland neighborhood, but it doesn't have just your standard, you know, 20 by 22. Garage that you can barely fit your truck. You can actually get a truck in this garage. It's like 27 by 33.
Wow.
So fabulous, fabulous home, and it's priced at $245,000. Now, I'll tell you, I just had buyers in the South Richland neighborhood that we spent the last week and a half. We've looked at every home from 230 to 250 in South Richland that's available, and this is the best one out there.
Wow.
So this is in Brookshire. Give me a call if you haven't seen this house yet. 727-8977.
That was my wife on the phone. She heard the thing about the.
She heard the thing about the Christmas lights. Yep,
you're converted.
So order up, right? Yeah, order up.
You're in trouble.
She's beginning to understand the concept of Griswold.
Yes, yes. So now speaking of that, though, I have to tell Brent, I am a huge fan of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Oh,
we
yeah.
love
Favorite
watching
movie.
That.
Where are you going to put a tree?
And,
that day?
I mean, this
well,
really
no,
is kind of this really is kind of your theme movie for lighting here. So talk to us a little bit more about what you can do to a home to spruce it up for the holidays, to really give it that wow factor for your holiday parties, or if you're on the market, what other products can you offer, and what can we do to help that house look just perfect?
Well, one way you can get quicker to the actual National Lampoon's Griswold house is no one really knows the difference between the incandescent and the LED, because the incandescent only has roughly about a 3,000-hour life in their bulbs.
Okay.
The LED has about 10,000 hours, and they use about a tenth of the power of incandescent.
So you're getting longer life out of these, which means less trips up on the roof, which is fabulous.
Less replacement bulb. I'm a big C9 guy, so I know all about it.
So you know all about it. And they're using less power and brighter.
That's right. So that's going to get your house lit up a lot quicker, like Clark, versus going incandescent. So
okay. I would imagine electrical outlets as well. I found that out the hard way, too.
Yeah.
Make sure that you've got the right number of outlets to support what you want to do, or you're tripping the breakers.
That's right. That's right.
And please, nobody try to be your own electrician. Do not try to be your own electrician.
No.
Ask the professionals or have the professionals come out and do anything if that's what you want.
So you probably deal with that a lot. With now using the LEDs, you can probably span more lights without overloading the circuits then if they're using less power.
That's right. Right. Almost, say, 3 times. So maybe 3 strands versus 1 strand in consideration of wattage usage.
Okay.
You bet.
Wow.
Yeah.
I never even thought about that. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great.
Some of the things we do, you know, back to the lighting too, you know, we talked about Garland and Rees. The company we work with makes up to an 84-inch round wreaths, but they'll make custom ones as well upon order, custom order. So you can get, I've seen one guy did a 12-foot wreath because he had a spot for it on his wall. So
Wow. I've seen that. Sometimes you drive by a house and they have a great big huge wreath on the whole side of the house and it just looks great.
Yeah. I mean, it really does. And I mean, that's one thing that we've been talking about is this, if your home is for sale, this is a great way that you can really spruce it up, make it look festive. And I've even seen, we've sold homes during this time of year and the homeowners, the new buyers, we end up a lot of times negotiating some of those decorations into the house. Yes, especially this time of year, people will say, you know what, that program looks great. Can I, as part of this, a lot of times if they're moving out of the area, can I take over your contract with Brent and then just pay to have it put up and taken down each year?
That's right.
And that's a great, great added bonus that you can offer buyers. And people that really enjoy the holidays, that have a lot of family functions, that have a lot of parties, just everybody really enjoys that option. And that's a big bonus that you won't find on the other houses.
That's right. So. Another quick tip, too, people don't realize, even if you do your own lighting or hire us, is try to wait on pruning your shrubs, because you prune your shrubs back and you got a lot less area to hang your lights on. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden your lights don't look as full as it could because you pruned your shrubbery back severely before. So food for thought.
Well, since you're an expert in that, when should people be thinking about pruning their stuff back? After Christmas holidays, after New Year's?
If they're big into lighting, probably after, yeah. Mm-hmm. We prune all winter long. We're real heavy right now on pruning for a lot of commercial sites that don't really do any lighting, but but we do a lot of residential as well. So waiting till afterwards if you're a big holiday lighter.
Great info.
Now, another thing that I wanted to talk about and mention or point out is what other types of yard preparation do you guys do this time of year? I know you're obviously doing the lighting and things slow down and stuff, but for instance, I've always heard that you should be planting your larger trees during the winter. Is there something to that, or what type of things are you suggesting people maybe focus on or concentrate during the winter that they could get done, get a jump start on spring?
When the weather's not really severely cold, and there's some moisture out there, say, you know, those 45, 50 degree days, planting trees and shrubs is fine. They're pretty much everything's dormant at that time.
Okay.
And they're really not going to do much, just add a little extra moisture to it until the sprinklers come on in the spring. So we'll plant all year long because we're in business, you know, and have to keep the doors open. So we'll do a landscape when it's appropriate. You know, a lot of times we'll be doing walls or other type of projects when it's frozen out, but when it's thawed out, yeah, planting shrubs and trees. Right now you're seeing a lot of sales around town like you always do in the fall. We're going to have one more blowout sale as well here, I think, in the next week. I'll have to get that out on Facebook and Craigslist as well. So.
Okay, and the other big thing is I know it hasn't gotten dangerously cold yet, so people that have forgotten to blow out their sprinklers, I know we talked about that before, and you know, myself included, I think I was a little slow getting you my list of ones to go blow out, but you're still safe if you haven't blown out, or especially if you have a vacant home that you've left, or a rental that it hasn't been done on. I'd like to encourage people and remind people that you can save a lot of money by having the sprinklers blown out in the next couple of weeks.
That's right. And I'll give you a bad example, unfortunately, but we had a longtime client. He had someone blow it out last year. It was a new system we didn't install. He had the installer blow it out, and he spent about $800 this spring on repairs that were legitimate freeze breaks. So we were fair with him because we want him as a customer, you know, and so it's very important. $30 to $50 is a lot cheaper than $800 on a major repair.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because we are going to have, I mean, every year it seems like we have two or three or four or five days where it gets down to about 10 degrees.
And that happens more than once. Sometimes it happens for a whole week and you get that frost. You can tell, go out and chip the ground down 6-8 inches and it's like hard chocolate. It's frozen.
Mm-hmm. And that's definitely what we want to prevent. Because, and especially in a home sale situation, buyers right now are requesting, and we're very sad with that too, our buyers that we're representing, we are asking the sellers right now for those receipts that the system had been blown out. And when a seller can't provide that to us, it's just another one of those red flags. So for sellers out there too, not only have it blown out, but make sure you're getting a receipt that it was done so that you can provide that to the potential buyers. And it just makes a big, big difference this time of year.
That's right.
So holiday lighting, we're just wrapping up here. We've been talking with Brent Gamache at Gamache Landscaping. They are focusing on their holiday lighting program right now. I've personally used them, and it looks fabulous. Now, Brent, wrap us up here. Any last-minute very cool things that you think somebody might want to know about before we finish up?
Well, Christmas trees will be our fourth year selling Christmas trees. They're on our lot there. We're at 1212 Columbia Park Trail. We'll be open Saturday after Thanksgiving and open up through almost pretty much the day before Christmas, and we have some garland and some wreaths and then all kinds of Christmas trees, different sizes. We are going to have one more blowout sale, probably a one-day sale, maybe a two-day sale on the next week or so. So we'll be watching for that. And holiday lighting, it's growing every year. And and blowouts, yes, we are doing blowouts still. So if you forgot or didn't know the property you actually had and you forgot about it, let us know and we'll help you out.
All right. And Scott, now on the lending side, we've been a little light on lending today as we finish up the show and stuff here. What can you tell us this last week in the lending world? Obviously, we've seen those rates still holding out. And mm-hmm. I know there's a lot of people looking still at loans. And if even there's still a lot of people refinancing, I know, that are still considering that. So what else is happening in lending?
Well, this last week was a pretty historical week, actually. On Wednesday, the Federal Open Market Committee meeting had its announcement of what they were going to do, and what they said is that they're going to buy an additional $600 billion of treasuries through this next June, expanding a record stimulus and risking its credibility in a bid to reduce unemployment and avert deflation. Now, this was an article that came out of Bloomberg, and what that does is it says, hey, you know what, rates are going to stay pretty competitive here for a real long time, and as the Fed starts to buy treasuries, that can, like we're talking about, Elon stuff, that can push price up and yields down. So interest rates are looking like they're going to hold pretty well. But in the next couple of weeks and even through the end of the year, we may see even improved interest rates. So if people need the house to put their car in, like we've talked about,
yes.
But most importantly today, to have a house to hang those lights on from Gamache Landscaping, now is the time to call me at 6-737-6004. Cobalt Mortgage, Scott Ridgway, 737-6004, so we can determine what your income will support in loan amount so that you can get out and talk with Lance about what kind of home he's going to show you.
Scott, I really appreciate you basically taking the time to know about all that stuff that's happening, stuff that seems to escape me sometimes from understanding. You know, these financial guys, they know all the numbers, and you track it very closely and are just super knowledgeable about it. So we really appreciate the insight. So once again, folks, that's Scott Ridgway at Cobalt Mortgage. There's some historic things happening with interest rates and lending right now. If you have not refinanced and have been thinking about it, this may be the key factor that triggers. This is, you know, one of the last possible big pushes. Mm-hmm. You seriously might want to look at that refinance now and get it handled, like we talked about on previous shows, towards the end of the year when there's a lot of time. Mm-hmm. We talked about programs coming out towards the end of the year. Happens a lot, and here it is. This is the type of stuff we were talking about. So once again, folks, a perfect storm out there for potential buys. Great interest rates still, and there's going to be some deals out there. So give me a call at 727-8977. Visit us at kenmoreteam.com. And once again, just thank you to all the listeners for the referrals we've had so far this year. We've talked about the market slowing a little bit. We have not slowed. We have grown. And that is a large, large part due to just some fabulous listeners and some great referrals that we've gotten from the show. So once again, just as we enter into the holiday season and especially head towards Thanksgiving, we are very thankful for you letting us do this, and we will talk to you again next week
right here on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update.